Good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director here at Red River Radio. And coming up this Sunday, classical guitarist Giovanni De Chiaro will perform a recital as part of a new performance series at St. George's Episcopal Church in Bossier City. And that's this Sunday afternoon at 2. And on the phone with me today is Giovanni De Chiaro to talk a little bit about this program and also to tell you about some of the unusual nature of this program. Giovanni, thanks for joining me.
It's great to be here, Bill, and thanks so much for having me on. It's always great to get on and promote concerts and classical guitar in the area. I think that since I've been in Louisiana, I found a tremendous response to classical guitar, to classical guitar music, and a lot of interest in some of the things that guitarists do and record and all that. So that's why I'm looking forward to this concert on Sunday. I'll be playing all kinds of unusual music, as people come to expect from me, I think.
Well, give us a little idea. I mean, you know, I think of the classical standard repertory, you know, for guitar are, you know, pieces by Itzhak Albanov and things like that. But you're doing a lot of transcriptions by composers that didn't write for the guitar, wrote great music, but you have turned these into great guitar pieces.
Well, yeah, I found that there's so much other beautiful repertoire that, you know, most guitarists never heard or never did or never played. And yet, I love to do transcriptions. As I've always said, the big challenge of doing a transcription is trying to fit a size 7 foot into a size 6 shoe. But among the pieces that I think are unbelievably gorgeous are this piece by it's a piece called Rose and Mitre by Vaughan Williams. Just a gorgeous piece. He originally wrote that for organ, and then Arnold Forster did it for orchestra and band. And then I fell in love with it as a string bass player. And I said, I've got to do that. So I had a record deal with Centaur Records, so I went ahead and recorded that piece. And it is unbelievable. In fact, that Rose Major is a Welsh term that means lovely, and it is just that, lovely.
What other pieces do you have? I mean, anything by Ravel or other artists that may not, you know, be thought of as guitar pieces?
Well, you know, it's funny you mention Ravel, because Ravel wrote absolutely nothing for classical guitar. But as a bass player, I got to know his Le Tombeau de Couperin, you know, the piece based on several works of Couperin. And the piece that struck me the most in that, Bill, was the minuet. I mean, oh, God. And when I play that, the harmonies are unbelievably unpredictable and very almost like Brahms, very imaginative, and just fit the guitar so well. I'm going to do the minuet from Le Tombeau de Couperin. I'm going to do the Carnival of the Animals, the Swan. Beautiful piece by Stendhal.
Yeah,
it was one of the things that he wrote for orchestra to teach kids about the orchestra, and he forgot about guitar. So we can't have that. So I'm kind of, you know, picking up where he left off on that one. Okay, I'll give him some slack on that.
Do you have any, you know, without giving a spoiler, obviously, do you have anything that might be a surprise for the audience?
Well, I tell you what, as you know, I've transcribed all of Scott Joplin's rags for piano. Well, in the process of doing one, Joplin was kind of like we all are, you know, we get paid for gigs. You know what I mean? And whatever the gig is, as long as it pays, we do
right.
It. he got hired by the Katy Railroad to come up with a piece that they were going to use to promote ridership on the railroad. And I think it's so funny. It's called the Crush Collision March. And it was commissioned by a man named George Crush. He was a ticket agent for the Katy Railroad. And the whole idea was to gather a group of people in a prairie just near the railroad tracks. And they were going to run two locomotives, one going east, one going west, and crash them. And they were going to use that to increase ridership. That's like crashing an airplane, saying, come on, fly with me. Well, what happened was, so this great big picnic happens, you know, and these two trains, sure enough, get on the track, and there they go, I think at 60 miles an hour, because in the music it says, sound of trains going 60 miles an hour down the track.
Huh.
And then another, it says, sounds of whistle from each train. You hear that. And then the trains collide. And so Joplin writes this nasty chord, boom, you know. And then the music proceeds like nothing happened. Well, in reality, when the accident happened, one of the trains blew up, and it sent red-hot pieces of metal into the crowd. It killed three people.
Oh,
I know it's not funny, but it's something that you'd never expect to hear from Joplin.
Right.
And I think it's funny because it's called the Crush Collision Mars. You see the irony there.
That's guitarist Giovanni DiChiaro, and he is coming to St. George's Episcopal Church in Bossier City this Sunday afternoon at 2. The church is located at 1959 Airline Drive. The concert is free and open to all, but there will be a free will offering. And Red River Radio will also be there to record this concert. Giovanni, I want to thank you for joining me this morning.
Bill, thank you very much for having me, and I'd like to invite everyone to come and have a pleasant day. I'd love to have you spend your Sunday afternoon with me over there in Bossier City. And thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. This has been a 1001 Spotlight for Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett.